They say that if you can defeat the odds in the lottery, you're rich. If you can defeat the heavyweight champion of the world, you're tough. But if you can defeat death, you're God. Could the author of life have remained a prisoner of death? Well, that's the mystery we celebrate today, that the judgment of Pontius Pilate on Good Friday was overturned on Easter Sunday. The one who was condemned to death unjustly rises gloriously. They say God permits evil to have its hour. God permits the petty powers of this world to have their 15 minutes of fame. Hitler, communism, they all had their hour. They also had their closeout sales. The United States Supreme Court does not have the final word. Neither does the Obama administration. Okay? Ultimately, God intervenes in human history. And God will balance the scales of justice for eternity. Sometimes God allows the scales of justice to remain out of balance for a time, for an hour, for 15 minutes. But ultimately, God, for eternity, balances up those scales. So Easter Sunday is the revelation of God's judgment on Good Friday. If he is not risen, then evil has the final say. But like we say, evil only has its 15 minutes of glory. So the cross in our lives, they say, is not the goal, but just the means. It's the means to the resurrection. The more we embrace the cross, the greater our share in God's grace. Okay? Because it takes more supernatural life to embrace and to carry larger crosses. St. Ambrose says, "In him the world is risen." And actually, the resurrection begins on the day of our baptism. That's our personal Easter Sunday. That's the day we begin to share in Christ's life. Grace is the beginning of glory. Grace is the seed of glory. For the Blessed Virgin Mary, it was always Easter in her soul. So that great gift of grace, one of the saints says that glory, on the last day, glory comes from within. The glory of the soul is reflected in the body. So what begins in our soul in this life ultimately is reflected in the body in the next life. And the maybe a description of the attributes of a glorified body is in order. You know, we have the superhero Superman. Superman is hailed as a man of steel, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Well, one of the gifts of the glorified body is called agility. Agility is the capacity to move from place to place at the speed of thought. Okay. Well, and that's how angels, that's the speed of angels, moving at the speed of thought. Okay. That's faster than a speeding bullet. Okay. Well, another quality of the glorified body is subtlety, freedom from restraint by matter. It's capable of passing through walls as light passes through glass. Like Superman had to break through walls, okay? But Jesus Christ on the day of the resurrection entered the upper room even though the doors were locked and said to his apostles, "Peace be with you." He passed through the walls of that room as light passes through glass. Another quality of the glorified body, we said, is clarity, meaning that the beauty of the soul is manifested in the body. And that quote of St. Macarius is, on the day of the resurrection, the glory of the Holy Spirit comes out from within, decking and covering the lives of the saints, the glory which they had before, but hidden in their souls. And another attribute is impassibility. The glorified body will be incapable of suffering and will be free from death. Like we say, the glorified body will make the man of steel, his body, look like a tin can. We celebrate the fact that light met darkness, life met death, and sickness, death, and sin did not stand a chance. Humility, the humility of God conquers the pride of Lucifer. Good is eternally victorious over evil. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and in him the world is risen.